This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown. I'm proud to have as my co-host, Mark Honf of Pacific Private Money, one of California's fastest growing mortgage investment firms. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for three tanning certificates given away during this show.
Where do I need those?
I know. I was going to say, it's been raining so much, and eventually we're going to get into the sunshine. We don't want to get burned.
Although there was this weird yellow orb that appeared this week.
I know. I couldn't figure it out. Someone had to point out, it's the sun. Okay. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for three tanning certificates given away during this show. And those certificates are not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. In fact, yesterday I was in San Francisco near AT&T Park, and that's one of the locations was right next to the ballpark.
Oh, wow.
Loved it.
Get a game, get a tan.
Exactly. Yeah. Today's trivia theme is back to random trivia. Our website is bestofinvesting.com. And today's special guest is Ed Diaz of Movement Mortgage.
Well, hello. One thing I want to say is I hope I win those tanning certificates.
That's right.
Because I need it so bad.
Well, I don't know.
I have no idea. I feel so pale.
Are you really? You look like you got a little bit of a tan. Okay, so
I think he was joking.
Okay.
Slightly.
Yeah, the radio audience can't tell, but you have got a nice color to your
Yeah, it's yourself. Called the Latin boy alert.
There you
go. Okay, if I have to give it away.
So now we know. All right. So, Ed, you are an expert in mortgages.
Yes.
What's going on in the mortgage market? What do you want our audience to hear?
Well, there's a lot going on, actually. As we all know, you know, after 2008, you know, the whole market pretty much fell off a cliff, and then we got regulated heavily, and now, you know, post-election, we're seeing that mortgage rates have gone up about 0.5%, and then, of course, there's the big talk, which I call the big elephant in the room, the deregulation thing. You know, there's this talk that the CFPB is going to be watered down or eliminated, and the Dodd-Frank, the same thing. I will say this. I'm starting to get a lot more emails of other lenders pitching their no income verification loans to me.
No, that
really?
We used to call those liar loans or something like that. Right?
Well, they call them thing called NINA, no income, no asset. I call them the no pulse loans.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it could be Weekend at Bernie's, and even Bernie got a loan.
Right? Yeah, really. But wasn't that kind of part of why the meltdown happened?
Well, you would think, right?
Yeah.
So here's the deal. If you're making 65 grand a year and you put on the application that you're making 65 a month, that's probably going to be a problem later on.
So so are you saying that like stated income loans are coming back in? That would be because one of the problems, and I remember this because I personally know people who were buying income properties left and right simply based on their FICO score and nothing else in the loan application was accurate. In fact, many of the mortgage brokers would just fill in the numbers that needed to be there in order for that borrower to qualify for that loan to buy that home.
I saw that movie.
Oftentimes with little or no money down, by the way. I don't really know how that all happened so successfully. But I can't imagine that that would actually come back into play. I mean, that's what the media is saying. Well, we don't want to go back to the 2005 lending era. I mean, with the ability to repay regulations that banks are faced with now, in fact, all lenders are faced with that.
Yes.
Do you really see us going back to 2005, notwithstanding these, you know, new loan programs that you're seeing today?
Well, again, as I mentioned, you know, I do think that the CFPB and also Dodd-Frank are going to be watered down. So the overall
answer is... It's not necessarily a bad thing.
It's not necessarily a bad thing because we all know that the pendulum usually swings violently,
too
right?
Far.
So are we over-regulated? I do think so. And that's the reason why you're seeing a lot of banks hurting right now. It's because their profitability is pretty much gone away, right?
Yeah.
But to answer your question, I do believe we're going to see them come back. Now, I think it's going to be a different iteration of the stated income loan. So, for example, I think it's probably going to apply more towards self-employed folks than just your W-2 everyday wage earner.
So, yeah, 'cause that's easy to verify. Theoretically.
That's going to be the question, is what's the verification process? Because the problem with the stated income loans in 2005 is people were just making up numbers. And there was zero attempt to verify that. And other than they were signing under penalty of perjury, which most people didn't get in trouble for. Yeah. So no harm, no foul, right? But would you imagine that there would be more requirements in terms of verifying that stated income?
I would think, only because the banks are going to want to protect the asset. Because if you think about it, most transactions, who really owns that property? It's the bank. But the banks are not in real estate.
Yeah.
Which is one of the major reasons why we had this calamity that was exacerbated.
Are you telling me I don't own my house? My bank owns it?
I'm sorry, man.
So tell me about Movement Mortgage. What's your unique offering?
Yeah, our unique offering are a couple things. One is that we're super bullet fast, and we do, so it comes in two different flavors. One is the actual approval. We do a fully underwritten approval within 4 to 6 hours. So it's not 4 to 6 days, which is the normal
time. That is
time.
Awesome.
So that's the number one. And then once we have fully approved you, we issue what's called a loan commitment letter. It's not semantics. It's not a pre-approval. It's not a pre-qual. It's a full commitment to lend. So that when our borrowers go in and place an offer, we're going to close 2 weeks after their offer gets ratified.
Really?
Which when the realtor sees this, or the real estate agent sees our offer come in at 15 days closing, well, and if they're getting 5 or 10 other offers at 21, 30, or 45 days, sometimes we've seen that, they're going to accept our offer over the other person, barring, of course, that they have another offer that's $200,000, $300,000 more, right? All things being equal.
And how often are you guys, for the files that you see, saying yes to it? I mean, it could be all over the map. Obviously, someone comes in and they don't have any assets at all. You know, you're going to say no. But just on a typical
I would say by the time the underwriter gets it, because you have to understand, we as loan officers do the initial vetting and initial underwriting. We're not going to submit a loan that either can't be done or that is not in alignment with the client's expectations. So by the time the underwriter gets it, our approval rate is well into the 90s.
Okay. I was just kind of curious, the people who first come to you and say, hey, I'd like a loan from you, you know, is it 1 out of 10, 1 out of 3?
So the initial conversation?
Yeah, the initial conversation.
Yeah, I would say probably 1 out of 3.
Okay. Well, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Still pretty good.
Stay with us. We're going to cut to our first commercial break. We want to make a quick mention here for the Mount Shasta Resort. So if you want to go stay and ski, go to Mount Shasta. You don't have to go to Lake Tahoe. No traffic, no lift lines, and no watching your back for out-of-control skiers. Check them out at MountShastaResort.com. Okay, here's our first trivia question. Which company created the slogan, "We'll leave the light on for you"? Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with that correct answer, you're going to win a free tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For those that want to visit San Francisco's legendary Alcatraz Island, planning ahead is a must. As the official website for Alcatraz tours, AlcatrazCruises.com provides the guaranteed lowest prices for Alcatraz tickets, which are now available for purchase up to 90 days in advance. In addition, visitors to Alcatraz will enjoy the added benefit of complimentary access to the current art installation, Shortening, Making Irrational Rational, which is available for viewing through February 2017 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily with the purchase of a regularly priced ticket. Visit AlcatrazCruises.com today.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff of Pacific Private Money. First trivia question, which company created the slogan, "We'll leave the light on for you"? Ed Diaz is our guest.
Yeah, Motel 6.
Motel 6.
Go Tom Baudet.
Correct. Go Tom Baudet.
Whatever happened to old Tom Baudet? Is he still around?
I think he's in Fiji. He owns a couple islands or something.
Does he really?
And
wow.
He is leaving the light on for you, yeah. By the way.
Want to make a quick mention also for the San Francisco legendary Alcatraz Island. Best way to do it is go to their website, alcatrazcruises.com. You can purchase up to 90 days in advance. That's the best place to visit Alcatraz. Okay, we are back in the studio here with Ed Diaz of Movement Mortgage. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a question for Ed. So, yeah, Movement Mortgage. So, Ed, one of the articles I brought to share today is talking about Trump's expected banking deregulation plan. And one of the things that's happened because of Dodd-Frank and the stiff regulations that have been put on banks is that many of the big banks stopped or slowed down significantly their mortgage lending, other than Wells Fargo, that is, but Bank of America, Citi, Chase, all kind of pulled back. And what happened is, and many consumers may be aware of this if you've been reading, you know, the business section, they talk about these non-bank lenders that are now making a majority of home mortgages, where 10 years ago it was less than 10% of mortgages were from non-bank lenders. And when they say non-bank lenders, they're not talking about private money or hard money like Pacific Private Money, like my company, for example. They're talking like Quicken Mortgages, RPM is one of our co-hosts, and your company, right? Movement Mortgage, you're considered a non-bank lender. Is that correct?
That's correct, meaning that we do not take deposits. So you can't come to our bank and open up a checking or savings account or get a credit card, any of that stuff. We're strictly a mortgage bank.
So are there any conversations happening, you know, in your offices about this? Obviously, the Dodd-Frank has been a silver lining or a blessing for companies like Movement Mortgage. I know it's been a blessing for my company. I do more private money loans today than ever before, thanks to the lending restrictions and how much more difficult it's been for many people to get a bank. So, do you see this possible? And again, Trump has not announced any plans for deregulation yet. These are just talks that's going on in the financial industry today. But should they deregulate and loosen the strings on Dodd-Frank, how do you see that potentially impacting companies like yours?
Well, I really believe it's going to impact us in a positive way, because I think one of the great things that happened out of regulation, even though I'm going to just say this, that I think we were overregulated, yeah. But the great thing about it is that it forces banks to become more efficient in their processes. It also forces them to look at their business from a relationship basis, as opposed to just churning and burning these clients over and over and over again, doing the right thing, being more consultative as opposed to just being salespeople. So, for example, at Movement Mortgage, we hire that way. We have a culture. Our culture is not only of speed, but it's also a culture of accuracy and one jersey culture, which means we're all on the same page. I mean, I've had underwriters literally where we're communicating on a Sunday. They don't have to come in on a Sunday, but they do it because they know that we are here to fulfill deadlines. So I think, you know, deregulating is going to increase volume. But at the same time, all those banks that really improved their processes and built those long-term relationships, they're just going to get more business.
You know, I would tend to agree with you, Ed, that it actually probably would be a positive thing for you guys. One of the articles I brought in today, one of the statements here, if deregulation happens, non-bank lenders who are able to grow market share so easily will face tougher competition. Well, okay, well, that's obvious. But, you know, I mean, the cat's out of the bag. I mean, the fact that Dodd-Frank happened, the big banks pulled out, and now many of these banks that how long has Movement Mortgage even existed? Are you new since 2008?
2008.
Yeah. So there are many companies like yours that are new since 2008. In fact, my company is new since 2008. In fact, you know, the whole lending environment has changed dramatically. I don't think it matters anymore if the banks come back in and lend, because what makes companies like yours and mine different and better is we're more nimble and we can be more holistic in our approach to lending. Whereas I don't see
the big banks are not going to just say, we just want to hear a story. If it sounds good, we're going to go ahead and lend. I mean, you're still the dots and X's and O's and dashes.
Are they all of a sudden going to become the leaders, the industry leaders in service? Really?
Well, and think about it. I mean, who really in their right mind would get into lending in 2008 unless they had this vision to improve it? Why would you get in?
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't get in 2008 to go, oh, I'm going to offer a better rate. Nobody did that. If somebody got in 2008, it's because they had a vision that it had to be done better, not just on the regulation side. But, you know, the old saying is that, you know, common sense isn't common practice. I think that was actually invented by the mortgage industry, is my guess. But, you know, it's that person. In our case, you know, we had our CEO is an ex-real estate professional who was also, by the way, a Super Bowl champion for the Carolina Panthers. But notwithstanding that, you know, he created it because he was tired of the last minute surprise.
Yeah.
You know, you got to come in with more money or surprise, we made an error, right? Because nobody was really doing the upfront, fully underwritten loan. The underwriter wasn't really looking at that file until after you got your offer approved, which is backwards.
It'll actually be good for the consumer at the end of the day. So notwithstanding our conversation last segment where we talked about, well, some of these, you know, stated income applications are coming back. Again, I agree with you. I don't think we're going to go back to 2005 and that type of liar loan. But should the banks, the big banks, that is, come back in a big way, it's really just going to force companies like yours, Ed, to just sharpen your pencil and make sure you are delivering to the consumer. At the end of the day, the consumer is being served. They're going to see more products. They're going to see rate competition, fee competition. I mean, it's all going to be good, I think.
100% agree.
All right. When we come back, we're going to ask each of our co-host and our guest here not a trivia question, an email question, because we got an email in, and rather than me answer, it'd be more up the alley of Ed here, because I'm an Edward and he's an Ed, so that's how you can tell the players without a scorecard, because the question for Ed is going to be, with the new administration, it appears that interest rates are heading north. Should I refinance now or wait for them to drop?
Ooh.
That's our question going to be for Ed. And for Mark, question that came in is, I recently inherited my parents' home in San Francisco, which they own free and clear, and I'd like to take some equity out to purchase a property to rent in the East Bay. I don't have any experience in this. Any recommendations on how I should get started? So that's kind of an interesting question. All right. So here is our, actually want to make a quick mention here also for the San Francisco Symphony. I have to say it that way. Beethoven's Symphony Number 7. Of course, I can't name the other Beethoven ones. I know. Isn't Beethoven's fifth, isn't that a famous one?
I guess 1 through 6, he had to just keep improving.
Keep improving, exactly. So let's see here. Matching its brilliance is violinist Gil Shahaman in a performance of Barber's masterpiece of American music, his violin concerto, sure to showcase soulful eloquence and vigor. So
well,
check
it's easy for you to read.
I know. Yeah, that's a tough one there. So anyway, we're making a little mention here for the San Francisco Symphony. Should be nice. Okay. Second trivia question. What cut of beef comes from between the neck and the shoulder blade? All right. 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
Why fight the traffic to Tahoe only to stand in long lift lines when you can cruise on up I-5 to Mount Shasta and ski and stay for the price of a Tahoe lift ticket? That's right. Weekday packages start at $75 per person per night at Mount Shasta Resort. No traffic, no long lift lines, no watching your back for out-of-control skiers. Simply enjoy. Magnificent Mount Shasta is the perfect family ski resort. Visit MountShastaResort.com or call 530-926-3030 for more details. Subject to availability and restrictions. Call Mount Shasta Resort at 530-926-3030 now.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money. Oh man, we were having so much fun off air. Too bad we didn't have the mics on so that the audience could hear. But too bad.
Maybe it's good for them.
Yeah, okay.
Check out the YouTube video. It's on there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, check out bestofinvesting.com. Go to the YouTube and for this date. All right. What cut of beef comes from between the neck and the shoulder blade?
Well, we were sitting there rattling off our favorite cuts of meat, and we got to flank, but I can't imagine that's it. That's got to be on the rear portion. But
Chuck, as in chuck roast.
Chuck. Oh.
Yeah.
The tough kind.
The tough kind, yeah.
Kind you have to cook for 5 hours and then it's exactly scrumptious.
So hope I get invited to Jeopardy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this was on there. Okay, a quick mention here also for the Weingarten Children's Center. So what do you do if your child can't speak or hear? Where do you go? You got to check them out. They're also having an awesome golf tournament Monday, April 17th at the Peninsula Golf and Country Club that includes lunch, golf, and dinner. Check them out at listenspeaklearn.org. All right. So, Ed, we have an email that came into the Best of Investing, and you'd be the perfect person to answer this. With a new administration, it appears that interest rates are heading north. Should that means up. should I yes. refinance now or wait until they drop?
Okay. So I'm going to say this, that mortgages are not a one-size-fits-all, so it depends on your situation. But let's just say all things being equal, this is the best time to do it because I do believe the rates are going to continue to go up. Now, at what pace, we don't know. Yeah. But, you know, this is like timing the stock market. We all have friends, right, that became day traders. And then look, now they're with mom, right?
Living in their basement.
And mom cooks some breakfast and stuff like that, and they refuse to leave the house. Don't be one of those people. So the short answer is, yes, this is the best time to refinance. Keep in mind that rates are going to continue to go up, and I'll tell you why. Because historically, they've been the 30-year fix has been 7%. Yeah. So, you know, we've been pretty spoiled, really. Rates are still low.
But they did predict that, for the last, 3 years? Every once in a while, we would say, this year they predicted interest rates to go up, and they didn't have them.
And they didn't happen.
But with a new administration, though.
It seems like this year.
They have.
Right. It seems like this year their prediction of rising rates is probably actually going to come true. But still, that's still no guarantee that at year end, rates won't still be at 4 or even, I mean, they could go down again. I mean, I don't know what would happen that would cause that. But certainly we've got economic growth figures and inflation figures that are starting to creep up. Again, not bad news, but in terms of interest rates and cost of money, that would generally lead one to believe that the cost of a mortgage is going to increase.
So here's the big question, because it's true. Look, as we get good economic news, rates go up. When there's bad economic news, rates go down, right? So the big question is this economic boom that we're going through or the improvement going to last? And if so, how long? That's the big question, because if there is a turnaround and we start to see things fall, then we could say that, you know what, rates are going to go down. But I don't see that happening.
And why take inflation. The risk?
And why take the risk? And that was my analogy about the stocks, right? Look, if if Apple stock went down one day, buy it. They're not going anywhere, right? Mm. So they had bad sales of iWatches. Okay, they're still going to be around, right? Yeah. That's sort of that analogy. Gotcha. It doesn't mean you throw it out.
And I've got two headlines from this week. One is, there's no escaping rising mortgage rates. And the second one, the Fed's Williams, who I guess he is the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank president, John Williams, Fed's Williams says historically low interest rates will persist.
Can they both be right?
Could they both be right? Well, yes, they could. They could, you know, mortgage rates in the short term could go up. And some people wonder, hey, is the stock market in for a correction? And if so, could it be a major correction? Well, that might put the brakes on any further action from the Fed in raising short-term rates, which would not necessarily, because it's not, there's not a direct correlation between short-term and long-term rates. And of course, mortgages are based on long-term rates. But that still could send, 10-year yields, which impact mortgage rates, that sentiment could go downward again. I mean, there really is just no way to time this thing. And I guess that's really the key to the question there that the listener asked, is that, should I refi now or wait? Yeah. What I can tell you about refinancing now is that many people in the mortgage industry now are looking for funding, are looking for clients because refinance activity has trended
dried
down.
Up a little bit,
It's so it's now is now you at least you can get certainly get the undivided attention of your favorite mortgage broker.
Well, that's true. Now, being with Movement Mortgage, you were explaining how quickly people can get loans. So if they need to get a loan fairly quickly and refinance with fairly low rates right now, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can either email me, ed.diaz with a Z at movement, just like motion, right?
Yeah.
.com. Or you can call me on my cell, 415-302-7613.
Very good. Okay, we're going to move right over to Mark here. We have an email. It says, I recently inherited my parents' home in San Francisco, which they owned free and clear, and I would like to take some equity out to purchase property to rent in the East Bay. I don't have any experience in this. Any recommendations on how I should get started?
Well, first of all, I typically don't give real estate investment advice, although we do as lenders. I'd like to say that we try to employ what used to be Google's moral, which is do no harm. So you could easily find a private money or hard money lender to make you essentially an equity-based loan. You want to pull a couple hundred grand out of your parents' home you inherited? Hey, no problem. We don't care what you do with the money. Yeah. We'll make you that loan. Truly, if you can fog a mirror, we'll make you the loan type of situation. But at Pacific Private Money, we like to make short-term bridge loans. We don't like to make loans to people and then have them watch them get stuck and unable to pay it back or force them to sell a property they don't want to sell. So my advice would be that you definitely want to check out some real estate investment meetup groups. There are actually dozens of them here in the Bay Area that meet virtually every night of the week, although most of them are weeknights, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Yeah. And all they talk about is real estate investing, and there'll be anywhere from 10 to 50 people in any given room in the Bay Area. And there are some really, really smart people there, and you want to meet as many people as you can and try to find out who are the successful real estate investors. Oftentimes, those are the people in the front of the room speaking and maybe doing an impromptu presentation. So you want to be careful. I would not risk what I presume would be your future retirement, or maybe it's a significant portion of your net worth at this point. You don't want to, what they say about a fool and his money, they're soon parted. So again, don't just willy-nilly read an article and hope that you're a real estate expert. But if you do come across someone who you get to know, like, and trust, and you think that there's an opportunity for you to use some of the equity from that home to make a real estate investment, we actually, at Pacific Private Money, we absolutely make loans like that. You could have bad credit, but great equity in the home, and we would probably still take a very close look at that funding opportunity. So
that's pretty conservative advice.
For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com. That's the best way to get in touch with us. All of our contact information, email, phone numbers is there. Pacificprivatemoney.com.
Very good. Third trivia question. In what country were the 1992 Summer Olympics Games held? All right, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. For information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
What do you do if your child can't hear or speak? Where do you go? Weingarten Children's Center provides innovative and effective therapy and education services to children with hearing and communication challenges to show that these children can have a voice. Support our programs by attending Tee Off for Our Kids, our benefit golf tournament on Monday, April 17th, hosted at the exclusive Peninsula Golf and Country Club in San Mateo, with lunch, golf, and dinner included. Buy tickets or support today at listenspeaklearn.org.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Onf. Third trivia question. In what country were the 1992 Summer Olympic Games held?
Japan?
No. Spain, Barcelona.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I couldn't remember that
Olympics. That wasn't a trick. I finally didn't give you a trick question.
Qué bueno.
Bueno. Yeah. So, Mark, deal of the week.
So we got a loan request. It hasn't closed yet, but I just thought it would be an interesting story to share. Not because the players are interesting, but just from the standpoint of understanding what opportunities are out there when it comes to getting a second on your home. And if you own a home with equity, it's your primary mortgage, and you've tried to get a second recently. Now, there are some HELOCs from some lenders and banks that are coming back. So you should definitely check that out if you're thinking of tapping your equity. But oftentimes there are situations within your credit or your income, or if you're self-employed and you own your home and you have equity that you can tap into. And when I look at equity that you can tap into from a private lender standpoint, which is what most private lenders are looking at, we typically don't lend on the top 30-ish percent of the equity in your home. In other words, we're usually solving for not being exposed to greater than 70% loan to value. And if it's a second, that would be 70% combined loan to value. You've heard the term LTV stands for loan to value. We also use the term CLTV, which stands for combined loan to value, meaning the combination, you add the first and the proposed second together, you divide that by the value of the home. And if it's 70% or below, oftentimes your local hard money or private money lender will be interested. Now, that was actually more true 10 years ago, 15 years ago. In the last 10 years, thanks to Dodd-Frank, which we talked about earlier, and the more stringent regulations and the fact that now even hard money lenders are regulated, most hard and private money lenders do not make seconds on a primary residence when it's for a consumer purpose as opposed to a business purpose. People can still borrow money from their home, tap their equity for a business purpose. Most private money and hard money lenders will look at that loan request. But if it's for a consumer purpose, and in this case, the applicant wants to improve their home and sell it. And that's a very typical secondary request that we get at Pacific Private Money. People say, look, I want to sell my home. It needs improvement. This particular applicant wants to borrow $150,000 and they have a $900,000 first. They think their home is worth about 1.5, 1.6. And when we did the math, you know, we come up with about a 65% combined loan to value if we made a loan of $150,000 behind $900,000. Now, we always look at the story at Pacific Private Money. We're very holistic in the way we look at a loan application. So in this case, if the person, you know, was trying to consolidate debt, yeah, we probably wouldn't be very interested. Because again, we're looking at making short-term loans. And in fact, most private lenders are in the business of making short-term, some call them bridge loans. We like to make loans that are going to get paid back within a year. We like to do no harm. We don't want to make a loan to somebody at you know, 10 or being a second, it might be 11 or even 12%, depending on how the numbers flesh out. But we don't want to make a loan to somebody who is going to get stuck with it and not be able to repay it back, because we're not in the foreclosure business. In fact, most private money lenders in 2017 are not in the foreclosure business. They want to be good citizens. They want to do good work. They want to make good loans. They want to, they don't want their investors in those loans to be stuck with a loan in foreclosure. But in this situation, we like the story. We and so what we haven't done yet, and what we're going to do, in fact, when I talked to my agent who brought me the file this morning, is I said, look, okay, well, first you want to talk directly with the borrower. You want to make sure you get around the person who brought us the file, the referring broker. And have a conversation with him, ask him if he's got an agent yet, because we, you know, again, we want to vet, is he really going to sell the house, or is that just a story? He heard that, hey, if I say, tell him I'm going to put it in the house, maybe they'll make me the loan. So we want to verify that he does, in fact, intend to sell it. And then because it's a consumer purpose loan, and even though it's a hard money loan, we do have to verify his ability to afford the monthly payments, not only on the first, but on our loan. So we have to put him through an income verification process. Now, the difference between us and a, let's say, a bank, is that banks are looking, they're usually a little bit more stringent and stricter in terms of income. We can look at alternative sources of income, including expected income, and we can go, we could look at higher debt to income ratios, which is a mortgage term. But the moral of the story is, if you have equity in your home and you want to tap that, depending on the purpose of the loan you're seeking, we may be able to accommodate that. And at Pacific Private Money, we are one of the few California private money lenders that will make loans on an owner-occupied home for a consumer purpose. So again, for more information about that, go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com, for more information.
And tell us a little bit about your fund.
So we had a presentation this week, as you know, Edward, because you were there.
Yeah.
We did a every month at Pacific Private Money's offices in downtown Novato in the financial district.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by Wells, City, Chase, and B of A, the other one. We got all four of them around us. In fact, our building used to be a bank building. It was formerly Sonoma National Bank before they got bought up by one of the other guys. And we held our monthly fund presentation there for the Pacific Private Money Fund, which is paying... At last calculation, we are at about 7.8% we're paying through our secured debt fund. What is a secured debt fund or a mortgage pool fund? It's a pool of money from private individuals like you, and we use that those funds to make our short-term real estate loans like we just talked about. And we don't use leverage or additional leverage. We don't have a warehouse credit line or such a facility to boost the yield. That's a pure yield based on the rate we charge the borrower, plus we throw in some of the points and fees into the fund's income pool, and we distribute that monthly. It's perfect for your IRA. If you have a self-directed IRA and you're not taking distributions and you want that money to grow fast, you could be a growth investor from our fund, meaning you can let your distributions accrue. You don't have to take those take that income. Or if you are an income investor and you'd love to see between 7.5% and 8% annualized yield put back in your pocket each month on your savings or retirement funds, give us a call at Pacific Private Money. We're at 415-883-2150. We're located in Novato, as I said. Or go to our website, because our website has not only information on how to borrow money, but how to invest your funds for, and we can send you information on the safety and security features and the qualifications for investment. Again, pacificprivatemoney.com.
And there's been a little bit of yield compression. Right, because you used to pay a little over 8%.
You're using a fancy term there.
Oh, excuse me.
Yield compression. Yield compression means...
Hold on, I'm looking in my dictionary.
Right. The interest rates that mortgage pool funds in California have been paying has been going down over the last several years, and that's in response to competition and competitive forces, meaning that if you're a borrower for a privately funded loan, for an alternative loan that we make at Pacific Private Money, those rates have been going down over time. A few years ago, it wouldn't be uncommon to see a quote for 12%, even for a first position mortgage. those rates have gone down to 11 to 10 to 9, in some cases even 8. So it really kind of depends on your situation and your story and the loan to value and et cetera. But yeah, there's been a little bit of yield compression, but the Pacific Private Money Fund at 7.8% annualized yield presently is actually on the higher side than the other unleveraged funds in California.
I'm just spoiled because you were paying a little over 8%.
Yeah, well, we're working on that. There are some things that we can do to boost that yield up. But at the end of the day, you know, we are a fiduciary for those investor funds, and we're out there making good loans that we know are going to be paid back with interest.
All right. So when we come back, Ed Diaz has a very interesting story for us about a bridal registry. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We'll be right back. Edward Brown here to tell you that I just had a 30-year-old client purchase a $500,000 life insurance policy that is guaranteed to stay the same price for the next 35 years. And here's the best part. It cost only $36 per month, and it was from a major, well-known life insurance company. Imagine, this person will probably never have to buy another life insurance policy ever. I'm completely independent, so I run the numbers through my software, and out pops the least expensive policies from among hundreds of the finest carriers. For your free quote, please call our Best of Investing hotline number at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 for a free, no-obligation life insurance quote. I will personally call you back after the show. Imagine buying one inexpensive life insurance policy that is guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. Call 888-912-1190 today.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and our special guest, Ed Diaz. So, Ed, we teased the audience by saying that you had a fun story for us about a bridal registry. Go ahead and tell us that.
All right. Yeah, here it comes. So, you know, one of the things that I think one of the great benefits of having a relationship with my clients is that we get to really get creative sometimes. And so one of the things that a very recent story is I did a bridal show, right, to be outside the box. I had a booth and somebody came up to me and said, well, what does somebody do when they have like no money for down? I said, well, you can go beg, borrow, right, with your family. He goes, oh, but my family, the ones that I know, don't have any money. I said, well, let me ask you this. You guys are obviously going to get married. Congratulations. How much is this going to cost you? I said, well, it's going to cost about $30,000 of money that we've saved. Yeah. And so I said, well, how about if you did this? Two ideas for you. What if you made part of your registry a down payment assistance?
Or just a house. Down payment. Okay.
And so they looked at me. You should have seen. I mean, their eyes went from being tiny to, you know, like engulfing. Like, wow, that's a really great idea. I said, because here's the whole thing. Yeah, people are going to get joy by giving you a blender.
Yeah.
But when it's a purpose-driven kind of gift, it goes a lot longer way. And by the way, I said, don't be surprised if they actually give you more money.
Absolutely.
Than they would by giving you a high-end appliance, for example, right?
I mean, yeah, because it's one thing if you did, you know, the appliance or like, you know, help pay for our trip, our honeymoon, is short-lived. But when you get to feel like you participated in a down payment of someone's house, that
now you sowed seeds into their life.
Yeah.
And that makes all the difference.
Okay, I'm not getting married again, but can I still do that? I'm registering just because I want to register.
Yes, but don't tell your wife.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's called GoFundMe.
Yes, exactly. That's it.
Feel sorry for me.
Go fund my house.
Yeah. GoFund Edward.
Yes, that's it.
So how did this go?
So at the end of the day, I mean, we booked an appointment 2 weeks later, and they said, you got to look at this number. So they pulled out, and the registry had something like $17,000 extra in it that they wouldn't have gotten, right? It was just really, really crazy. And the second part of the idea was, what if you really squeeze the budget on the actual wedding? I said, because here's the thing, and it's true, you're going to look back, and you're still going to have great pictures, but you're going to have an even better reverse, right, looking back, if you know that doing that actually created this house and created this kind of security in your life, because now you're building something.
Yeah. Back when I got married, they didn't have, you know, iPhones and all that stuff. So they had camcorders, and we had a friend record, and the battery went dead just as my wife was walking down the aisle. And there was literally an Everybody Loves Raymond episode on that I think that they stole it from me. So that's our memory. And then it comes back on, like, you know, halfway through the ceremony and stuff. And it's like, oh, really?
Oh, and you know, everybody said, oh, this is not going to last. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They're going to be divorced in a month.
So we have someone who was videoing our wedding, and they caught my wife's brother, who had this really big, expensive camera that he rented to film the video with. And they saw him futzing, couldn't figure out why it wasn't showing anything. Well, he had the camera lens on. Yeah. How classic is that?
Yeah. Very classic. Yeah,
like, what's wrong with my computer? Well, you got to hit the on button.
that's right.
Well, we're wrapping up our show for the day. Just kind of one more thing. Pacific Private Money, we are your regional marketplace lender, and we serve two clients, our borrower clients who are looking for fast, reliable, short-term financing that they can rely on. We don't leave you at the altar. And we also serve our investor clients, people who like the idea of earning 7.5% to 8% on their savings and retirement accounts. So for more information, give us a buzz. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All right, we're going to cut out our thoughts for the day. By the way, I asked a computer guy, do you ever get any stupid questions? He goes, yeah, these attorneys call and they ask, where's the any key? He goes, what are you talking about? He goes, well, it says your instructions say press any key to continue. And they literally thought there was
that. Key.
Okay, here's our thoughts for the day. Ever thought about the severity of an itch is proportional to the inability to reach it? And why do fat chance and slim chance mean the same thing? You ever thought about that?
Mm.
Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.